Good afternoon. This is Ralph Jensen. I'm editor-in-chief of Security Products Magazine. I have the opportunity to interview Frank Abram, the vice president and general manager of Sanyo Security Products Division. Good morning, or good afternoon, Frank.
Good afternoon.
The buzz here at ISC West is about cameras, IP cameras over the internet. And also, there's a lot of talk about analog cameras, but let's start with the first. What's your take on the IP revolution?
My take basically is that it's going to be a very long battle. There is absolutely no doubt that the industry is going the route of networks and IP-based cameras and NVRs. I personally do not think that that transition is going to happen as quickly as everybody seems to think it will. If you look at the latest statistics I saw, indicated that the maximum dollar value of IP products in CCTV last calendar year was about 15% of all sales. That still leaves 85% of all sales that are analog product. Okay. Obviously, the buzz is IP and network based, but we don't see the actual sales of that product moving as rapidly to the IP base as the buzz is.
Well, that means the analog side still has a very viable business model. And as you mentioned, 85%, which I would think is kind of on the low end, and it might be a little bit more. What's the analog market doing right now? What position and what portion of the market will it take over the next 5 years?
Well, the analog market is still growing for us. I think it will be a very strong portion of the market over the next 5 years. If you look at just purely statistics, okay, let's say that the IP market today is 15% of that market, okay, or the CCTV market. If you look at some of the research out there, J.P. Freeman and IMS, they're indicating about a 40% growth in the IP market. So that 15% grows 40%, that's about 21% now in calendar year 2008. That grows another 40%. It's still only 28% in 2010. So I think the analog market is going to be there and strong for several years. If you look at what Sanyo in particular is doing, we're designing our product primarily for the analog market and saying, yes, we know the IP market is going to be there. It's there today, and it's going to get stronger in the future. So we're designing that analog product so you just put in a snap-in board, and it's IP. But the primary design of that product is still based on an analog product.
Well, in fact, last year you introduced that snap-in board to go with your cameras, and actually it's been part of your product line for quite a while.
Yes, it has. We've had cameras that were designed to accept that snap-in board going back 2 years now. And we are starting to see the conversion of some of those analog cameras to IP by dealers and installers simply purchasing the board, field installing that board, and now they have the IP system, predominantly in the educational marketplace.
That truly is a great marketplace for the security industry. Where do you see the education marketplace going in the next 5 years in terms of purchasing and utilizing security products, cameras, and so forth?
I think it's going to be a strong market for the security marketplace, and I think it is one market that is going to be very, very strong for the network-based products. And this goes back to the late 90s. In the late 90s, the federal government provided grants to educational organizations to install new networks. Okay. It was through those grants and federal money that the majority of the school districts in the United States and colleges and universities put in brand new backbones. So they are in a perfect position today with those brand new large backbones to be able to take the IP-based security product, whether that be card access or CCTV, and put it right on this new backbone that they have. And to a certain extent, I believe that's what's going to hold back our IP-based product in the security industry, because many of the organizations around don't have the backbone to support both the critical data that they need to run their organizations on a day-to-day basis and the security system. It has to be one or the other. And from a business standpoint, the one you have to choose is the critical data to run your organization. Therefore, the security remains analog.
Frank, thank you for a few minutes this afternoon. I'm sure our readers and listeners appreciate your time. Hope you have a great show. Look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you, Ralph. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.